Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 19th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Human Rights Watch blames government mismanagement and corruption for persistent water and sanitation problems affecting the city of Harare.
Even as recently as yesterday, some of the residents that we visited again are saying the issues have become worse in terms of access to water, in terms of bus pipes and open sewer.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai tows RUA to assess the damage caused by the recent demolition of illegal structures by the council.
President Tsvangirai says this displacement of people, the destruction of their properties, at the time that the people are preparing for the rainy season when they have nowhere to go, is sadistic, inhumane and cruel.
And the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme started a four-day meeting in Johannesburg today to review its systems and strengthen its capacity to stop the use of diamonds in fueling conflicts.
A report launched by the Human Rights Watch in Harare today blames the persistent water and sanitation problems in the country on government mismanagement and corruption. The Rights Watchdog group says millions of residents' lives have been put at risk as waterborne diseases tend to flourish in such conditions. Ivan Chifera has details.
The 60-page report titled Troubled Water, Burst Pipes, Contaminated Wells and Open Defecation in Zimbabwe's Capital says residents in Harare have little access to potable water and sanitation services. It says they often resort to drinking water from shallow unprotected wells that are contaminated with sewage as people sometimes defecate outdoors. Officially launching the report, Dewama Vinga, Senior Researcher for Zimbabwe at Human Rights Watch Southern Africa Division, says their research shows there is lack of prioritization in terms of resources, adding there seems to be no strong will by the authorities to resolve the water crisis.
Even as recently as yesterday, some of the residents that we visited again are saying the issues have become worse in terms of access to water, in terms of bus pipes and open sewer, in terms of garbage management. And it is established that some residents have resorted to open defecation because they cannot use their toilets, because the flush system cannot work, because there is no supply of water. These things are happening in Harare's capital, and we have the evidence for that.
He said the central government and municipal government have failed to coordinate to resolve the water crisis. He adds the two need to work together in rehabilitating and upgrading the country's water and sewerage system in Harare in particular. Mavinga urged the local government ministry to ensure that money meant for water is used just for that purpose.
We call upon the Minister of Local Government and Rural and Urban Development to enforce the budget policy, the 30-70 employment cost to service delivery, to ensure that revenue from water is allocated and used to upgrade and ensure a proper water infrastructure. We also call upon the same ministry to develop and enforce transparency and accountability mechanisms and to curb corruption, which is leading to a leakage of resources and to widespread failure to address the water situation in Harare.
One of the recommendations by Human Rights Watch is for the Harare City Council to stop disconnecting residents for non-payment of water charges and implement low-cost sanitation and water strategies such as providing community toilets, drilling and maintaining boreholes. Mavinga said the Minister of Health and Child Care must ensure all the public boreholes are regularly tested to ensure residents the water quality is good. He said the donor community should provide technical assistance and expertise to help address the water and sanitation issues in Harare. The Combined Harare Residents Association, OCRA, and the Harare Residents Trust, or HRT, who attended the launch, applauded the report, saying it captures the problems their members face on a day-to-day basis in Harare. CRA Chairman Simbarashe Moyo urged city residents to push city authorities to provide safe and clean water.
Where there is no action, there is no solution. I think that must sink in all our heads, that where there is no action, there is no solution. Where the people who are facing these problems and challenges, and our continued silence as representatives of residents' associations and also as residents must shock not the city of Harare officials but ourselves.
The report launched today was based on 8 interviews and information collected during 8 weeks of field research in 8 high-density suburbs in Harare between September 2012 and October 2013. Harare was chosen for the study because of its continued threat of outbreak of waterborne diseases since the cholera epidemic of 2008 to 2009. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.